Amen. Amen. Let us open our Bible to the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. I want them to be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have complete confidence. Everybody say complete confidence. Complete confidence that they understand God's mysterious plan, and which is in who? Christ himself. Christ himself. God's mysterious plan for your life. God's mysterious plan for your life. There is a plan that God has, but not everybody, not every human being understand God's plan for their life. And that is why you see many people live in a very dark life. What I mean by dark life means they have no clue. They have no understanding of what they are for, what God wants them to do. When they're hearing people talking of going to New York, everybody rush. From New York, when it is the noise of let's move to California, they move. Everywhere the noise goes, that is what they follow. As brethren, as Christians, there is a plan for your life made by your Creator, and you need to discover that plan so that a journey of 1 year will not become 10. A lot of people don't get it on time. They will journey and journey and journey and move and move and move before they come back to the realization of the exact plan of God for their life. This plan is in Christ Jesus. We need to know him. We need to understand him. We need to have relationship with him. Because he's the one that can unfold this plan unto us. This God's plan, brethren, is mysterious. Do you know why? It involves mystery. And it is not just for anyone that can just obtain or understand it. It's only those who can seek. Only those who are ready. Only those who are willing. It has an effort from your part, from your end, what you need to do before you can discover this mysterious plan of God for your life. Praise the Lord. There are three major things that is very, very crucial. It's a process that has to be clearly made open unto you before you can understand what God is saying about your life. Otherwise, you'll be going by other people's information. You'll be going by other people's idea. You'll be going by other people's direction. And then you cannot be like them. And it cannot work for you. And guess what happened? Setback. Setback. When we're talking of understanding God's mysterious plan for your life, I want us to know a process that we must consider before this can be clear to us. For us to understand this plan, I want to talk about knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Let's say it together. Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. What is knowledge? Knowledge is actually the very first step. When it comes to getting to understand. So it is the very first step of this three process. Knowledge simply means information, fact, truth about something. Knowledge leads unto understanding. Understanding means the ability to comprehend. Just from the word understand. Did you understand me? Yes. When somebody says, did you understand me? You will say, what do you think that means to you? That is, did you get my point? So when you get a fact, when you get the truth, when you have the information, you need to understand that information. It's one thing to hear and receive fact. It's another thing to understand it. It's one thing to come to church and hear, receive the word of God. It's another thing to understand what God is saying. If God opened our eyes, only God knows how many people out of 500 people in a church goes home with a fact that is made so clear to them. God wants us to understand his plan for our life. That is, he wants us to be able to comprehend, to have personal interpretation to what he's saying about our lives. And when you understand something, you're able to overcome frustration, right? Yes, because if you don't understand something, then you are there sweating. Understanding eliminates frustration. Praise the Lord, church. And the third stage, which is wisdom. Wisdom is the application of the comprehended information that you have. That is, the application of the fact that you heard, and you are able to now apply it well. Somebody can have knowledge. They can understand it. If you apply it wrongly, then you miss the whole fact. It's a waste. Praise God. Understanding is an important aspect of our life, but wisdom is the ultimate goal of our life. Don't just settle for receiving information, knowledge. Don't just settle for understanding the information you receive. You must apply it well. When we get to this third stage of this process, that is where a lot of us miss it. Wisdom is the principal thing. In the book of Matthew chapter 13, I'm going to dwell a little bit on this scripture, and I want you to please leave it on the screen. Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through, we're going to continue. Later that same day, Jesus left the house and sat beside the lake. A large crowd, everybody say large crowd. A large crowd soon gathered around him. See what happened? They heard Jesus was there. The moment a large crowd heard that Jesus is in Orange Four Square Church, guess what? We expanded the building. We moved the church to the gates because people came from everywhere. Jesus is in Orange Four Square Church. You can imagine why the large crowd, they heard about it. You will understand something as we proceed. So he got into the boat, then he sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore. Verse 3. He told them many stories in the forms of what? Parables. Jesus is smart. He is the wisdom himself. That is why he wants us to be like him. He taught them in form of parable. The large crowd did not move Jesus. He wasn't moved by the population, the composition of his audience, because he understands why many of them were there. When you see large crowd, I'm telling you, 99% are to be entertained. They are there just because their friends say, let's go to Orange Foursquare. They say Jesus is there. Oh, what is he going to do for us? Let's see. Maybe he's even white, or maybe he's black. We don't even know. Today we'll be able to see him exactly how he is. Many people, we have reasons why they came. He began to talk to them in parable. Brethren, do you know why Jesus used parable to teach? One of the reasons why Jesus used parable to teach was because he has a truth that has to be hidden. The truth is not for just large crowd. The truth is for certain people to be understood. Jesus used the parable in his teaching to hide the truth. So that you need to make effort. You need to have desire before you can understand it. If we call one of our older people now, our parents that are here, by the time they are talking to us and they throw one parable into it, that parable, that one sentence of parable they use to illustrate what they're talking about, it covers everything, and it will bring understanding to anyone that has the understanding of parable, of what they are saying. Parable is used by Jesus to hide the truth. That is, Jesus is saying right there, nothing is yours. This information is not yours until you personally discover it. Jesus doesn't want us to be lazy. He wants us to be determined. When you are determined, you can understand and you can get whatever you want in life. Verse 4. He continues with them. As he scattered them across his field, some seed fell on the footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. Verse 6. But the plant soon wilted under the hot sun. And since they didn't have deep roots, they what? They died. This was Jesus talking in parable. To who? The large crowd. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still, other seed fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. His disciple came. Now, you will understand something right here. His disciple came and asked him. Do you know what they asked Jesus? Jesus, why do you use parable when you talk to these people? Who are these people? Large crowd. So, there is a difference here between a disciples and the crowd. I want us to get that fact. So that you will know where you belong. The disciples came to Jesus. Because when Jesus turned to the crowd, he speaks in parable. When he turns to the disciples, he explained the parable to them. So the disciple noticed this. I want you to be a disciple if you are not yet. But if you are, stay there. The disciple came to him. Jesus, what's going on? Why do you talk to these people in parable? You see what he said to them. Verse 11. Yes. Verse 11. Are you a disciple? Be with me. He replied, you are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of heaven, but others. Praise the Lord. Seed not permitted. You disciples, you are permitted to understand the secret. What is that secret? God's mysterious plan. You are permitted to understand God's plan for your life. But this one, no, they are not permitted. You know why? They have no interest. They come to church. They go to Bible study. Their interest is not in what is going on. They just want people to see them. I'm here. Let's go to church. Today is Sunday. If you don't come, they will call you. They will ask you, we didn't see you at church. So let's go. Why are you here? Are you a disciple or you are? A lot of people had lived like 40, 50 years. They still have no clue about God's plan for their life. They had no understanding. You are permitted. Everybody say the word permitted. Permitted. You are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of heaven. But others are not. Brethren, let me tell you something. God will never release the depth of his revelation to people that cannot seek him. The word seek. Seek. Meaning, concentrate to want to know. It's not just to love to know, but you must concentrate to that knowing. And it sees your heart. It sees your passion. It sees your desire. You don't relate with Jesus or with God only when you are in church. He follows you home. Throughout your activities of the week, at work, in your businesses, how you handle it, he follows you. Do you seek to know? A lot of people come to the presence of God, and they just occupy themselves with services. They will be so busy. If God had to measure the waka that they did in the church for just one Sunday, oh, Lord have mercy. As they go here, they will go here. Even on their seat, they are journeying. They're moving from one place to another. And when it is time to claim, I declare and decree. You declare nothing. That's why nothing ever happened. You just declare, you just quote. Anybody can quote the scripture. But it says that you have no desire, you have no understanding, then you are not permitted to understand the secret, the plan of God for your life. Be doing church. You are a member. If you like, belong to every ministry in the church. Doesn't make any sense to God. Brethren, we are here to make it. And we must make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you are already out of this place, please come back. Because you must be a disciple. Amen. And not a crowd. Amen. You know what it said in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13? I was using the word seek. You must pursue it. In order to understand God's plan for your life, you must seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13. And you will seek me. And you will what? Find me. When you search for me. Do you understand the word search? Do you search by just being idle, crossing your leg? I said, I'm looking for my phone. I don't know where they put my phone in this house. And you sit right there and you cross your leg. My friend, you will never see that phone. That phone will remain where it is. Yeah. Instead, you need to search. S-E-A-R-C-H. Search means it's going to require effort, take you out of your comfort zone, dedication, commitment, sacrifice, determination. You will sweat when you're searching for something. He said, when you search for me, with what? All your heart. When you search for me with all your heart, you want to do business, you are just going from one place to another, just asking people. You never consult. He said, you will search for me with all your heart, and you will find me. You want to see that searching from your heart. When you're searching, do you know when you're looking, when something occupies your heart, even if you sleep, you are still doing it. Have you experienced that before? Yeah. Do you think you want to search to know God, and you will come to church and you will be occupied with people when someone is going on, or you're asking, did you go to Macy's? They're having sales. They're about to finish that sale. Don't miss it. Oh, did you get something? Yeah, I got something. And you came to church? And you came with your Bible? And you came with your notepad? And you dressed well? Waste of effort. You should have just gone to Macy's. And tell God, God, forgive me today. Today I want to go to Macy's. Please, Lord. Please, let me go. Because my mind is there. Is your mind here? God's plan for your life. Do you even think about your life? Do you even have the desire to understand, God, why am I here? What do you want for me to do? When you hear somebody is making it, then you switch to that business. Is that how you play in your life? And when that person was telling you how they are making it, they won't tell you what they're going through. And when you now get to that point to go through some of the things that they went through, you'd be like, I don't understand this. So I don't know what I got myself into. Then you move again. What is in vogue? What is going on? That is not how kingdom citizen operate. Kingdom citizen, you are connected to the source. He has all that you know. That secret is for you to understand. Then it won't become a secret again. It will become a revelation unto you. God wants to reveal to many people, but they are too busy, too occupied with human knowledge, idea of how they can go about it. And it's not working. Your level of interest will determine the level of information or revelation God will give you. That's a fact. If you are of a high interest level to know the Lord, you will receive that secret. He will reveal himself unto you because he sees your passion. He sees your heart. Be of a high level of interest in pursuing the things of the kingdom, brethren. There are things that God needs to reveal unto us about our life so that we will live a fulfilled life. Time is going. You need to get it. You need to understand it. It says, seek ye first. That is God's plan for that your life. When you seek him first, everything else will be revealed. Then you will not live someone else's life. You will live your own life. Go back to that Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 and 19. Matthew 13, 18 and 19. I've talked to us just now about the difference between the crowd and the disciple. And Jesus told them that, you know what, you guys are not the crowd, you are disciples because you pay sacrifice. You are determined. You're seeking, you're searching for me. You're making effort to understand. But you see the crowd, they just go by the wind. They just want to hear what is going on there. And they will listen to everybody's testimony. They clap and shout, hey, hey. And they go home. They have no passion. They have no interest. They have no understanding. When Jesus told the disciples, this is the reason why I speak in parable. Because it is not for them to understand, but you have been permitted to understand. He now begins to interpret the parables unto the disciples. Now listen to the explanation of the parable. Did you get that? He answered the question why he was teaching the crowd in parables. When he now turned to the disciples, he said, now listen to what? The explanation of the parable. We need that explanation. When God gives you that explanation about your life, that is when you will flourish, brethren. That is when you will make a difference. That is when you will proceed. That is when you will advance. That is when you will progress. You need that explanation. It comes only from Him. You cannot get it in college. It's good to go to college and have the degree and do many degrees and continue to do a degree, but without you searching Him, your degree can be as this thick and high with all manner of recognized, accredited colleges, but no fruit. Nothing comes out of it. He has to give you the explanation. The explanation comes only from Him. No pastor can get it for you. Absolutely. No prophet. Absolutely. Let it be a hot one that has been a prophet right from the womb. Cannot get it from you. Now listen to the explanation of the parable. It did not say go to a man that I will lead you to. Now listen. It means you have to be with him to hear. Let me tell you, brethren. Parables are not to be explained, but Jesus was revealing it to the disciples. Those that have interest to know. Everything we need in our lives to flourish is in the kingdom. Everything. Everything. Everybody say everything.
Everything.
Everything. Do you know why? Because He is the King of the kingdom. A lot of people claim, I'm a king. You have no domain. How are you a king? It's not just by... Listen, you don't know a king by the crown. It's an error. Because anybody can wear a crown. You know a king by his territory. When you have no territory, you are not a king. But he wants us to live... Some people, you can go to any market and buy army clothes now and put it on. Does that make you an army? I saw one joke recently. They arrested the man. They said, where did you get this uniform? He began to cry. Please help me. Please don't kill me. You can buy it. You can get it anywhere. And that doesn't make you an army. What makes you a king is to have control, to have dominion, to have territory that God has given you to control. That is what a lot of people are looking for today, control. power, power, power to make it, to overcome, to flourish, to increase, to multiply. It's in the kingdom. When you seek that kingdom, that is when you have passion to love him, to know him, to serve him, to follow him, he will reveal. And you begin to get revelation. You will know where to go. What do you know that you can get a wrong job and destroy your career? And ruin your life, your future, and God's plan. You can move to a neighborhood and that's it. Oh, Parry. You will go roundabout and roundabout in your life for years before you get back on the track. You seek him. He will lead you. He will direct you. He will guide you. It takes effort and perseverance. See, our sister Ugo was dancing today. I told her, wow, you look sweet 16. I understand. Everything changed just like that. I'm telling you, it doesn't take effort. By the time God answers your prayer, your steps will even change. Your appearance will change. See, people think you are not beautiful. They think you are not handsome. Let God reveal. Yeah. Listen, this is not only just spiritual. Physically, you will change. Spiritually, you will change. Your voice will change. Your appearance will change. Your step will change. Everything about you will what?
Change.
My friend, seek the kingdom. What's wrong with everything changing for good for you? Why wouldn't you want that? Why do you want to sweat and sweat and sweat when he says, my yoke is easy? But we like shortcut. We want it so fast. God is delayed. God is not responding. He knows what he's doing. Wait. Wait. Tell him he's talking about you. Wait. Tell him. Praise the Lord. Do you know that when you wait, brethren, when you wait, brethren, I say when you wait, I say when you wait, you will shine like me. Praise the Lord. Listen, you gotta wait. Learn to wait. Our sister has gone. I was going to bring her and let you see. Don't you see that skirt? Don't you see that shoe? Don't you see? Don't you see everything about her already changing? You know why? Her husband is here. She waited. She didn't run after a man. He waited too. Those who wait unto the Lord, he will renew their strength. It's not those who claim the word. Sometimes I will get all those whatever from WhatsApp and I declare and decree. I declare and decree. Everything, every day, they always declare and decree and say to me. And they will declare here. They will declare here. They will declare here. All the four corners of the world. That doesn't move the devil. What moves the devil is, are you a citizen of the kingdom? Yeah. Are you a citizen? After you finish declaring and declare, even, are you done? Can I come in now? And make my own declare. Praise God. We need to understand some of these things doesn't throw the devil. You can fast, I'm telling you. You can declare all night and wait and speak to your window, speak to the kitchen, speak to the bedroom, speak to everything. If you are not a citizen of the kingdom, he is following you as you are declaring.
Because he's ready to do his own operation. The man is after business. He doesn't joke. He takes every little opportunity. Little opportunity. He makes use of it. Are you kidding me? When Jesus was done with how many days? 40. Who was the first visitor? For somebody to fast 40 days, in where I came from, when they come back, they will think they are from heaven. Wow. Come and pray for me. Lay your hands on me. He just finished 40 days. Satan was like, welcome, sir. 40 days, not a joke. But if you, he came to Jesus to offer Jesus what belongs to Jesus. He is a liar, father of liar. Why would you believe him? He wants to promise you what's already yours. Don't you see that as craziness? More than 419. Something is already yours. It's like, this is mine now. And you want to come to me and say, Pastor V, if you can give me high five, I will give you this thing. I will tell you it's mine already. Are you kidding me? I like the frame. I'm going to give it to you. What is this, sir? Dolce and Gabbana. I can give it to you if you want it. If you can just give me a hug, I will tell you, it's mine already. Don't let the enemy fool you by promising you what it doesn't own. He doesn't own it. You belong to the kingdom. You own it all. Praise the Lord. I got to run. Praise the Lord. Somebody saying something? Don't run anywhere. We are in the kingdom. I'm telling you, we are here to make it. Yes. I don't want you to just go with all this idea. You just want to make heaven. Now, before you make heaven, make it here. Make it. Because if you are not careful, you will lose that heaven from here. You are in the kingdom. The moment you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are in the kingdom already. You need to stay in there so that every other thing will come. Don't rush to go. Let's wait for him. Wait for his agenda. He said, you shall receive power. Act of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. You shall receive power. Do you know why Jesus said that? Because he knows what you need to flourish. He knows what you need. He knows what we lost. We lost dominion. We lost power the moment we allowed sin. But he has come to bring restoration. So as believers, children of the citizen of the kingdom of God, we are to operate in divine power. So whether you start a business or it is your family is the business. All your children, everybody is in your family, they must prosper. If they are not prospering, how do you think you can go and open a store in the mall and prosper? Praise God. That is where you start. See, all these children, you are prospering. I told my children, I said, you are all prospering. You have no choice. I'm telling you, you have no choice. You must prosper. If you like, do whatever. Now, he's going to reroute you. Absolutely. And will reroute you. And will reroute you. And he will never be tired of rerouting you. How many places do you think I can follow them to? I'm only one person. I have my own life to live. I've committed them in his hand. He sees everything. He owns everything. He is everywhere. And able
Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. That is why I can sleep. That is why I can still run. That is why I'm young. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm planning something with the youth. Some of the guys, we are working on the youth retreat. And one of them was, Pastor Phil, you are not a youth. I said, who told you I'm not a youth? Do you need glasses to see? Or you don't believe? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is why you can own a business and you can prosper. That is why you can control your children by releasing the word of God unto them. Even when you are not there, what you had planted in them will follow them. Amen.
Amen.
When you seek the kingdom first, you will have dominion. You will have control. Power belongs to God. He is the one in charge. Like I said, kingdom is from two words. King, hyphen, domain. King, domain. God has something to give us to rule over. He doesn't do magic. I was sharing with the business people one day. I said, listen, God doesn't do magic. If you think God will just, you will just wake up and find 5 million in your account, my friend, I said, you better go and report it. You better go and, before they look for you. Don't come and share that testimony and say, praise God, oh, God surprised me. Eh? No, he doesn't do that. You know what he will do? Do you know what God will do? Do you know what he will do? Please open the scripture for me. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Keep going, 15. When the Israelites get to the Red Sea, they saw Pharaoh and the Egyptians pursuing them, and they were like, are we going to die here? And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? The children of Israel, tell them to go forward. Yes, keep on. 16, but what is in your hand? Lift it up. Lift up what is in your hand. He said it's a rod. Yeah, lift it up. And stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. What is in your hand? What is in your hand? What do you have to do with it? What do you have to do with it? Lift it up. That is, yield it unto God. That is the solution. God will never do magic. He already gave you what you need to prosper. You just have to lift it up. Moses has the rod and was crying unto God. God, make a way. Pharaoh is here. He said, why are you calling me? You have the solution. Lift it up. It's time for you to lift up the gift and the abilities that the Lord has given you to prosper. Stop praying. Begin to act. Begin to act. It may take time. But when it comes, it's going to stay. When you see all this 419 magic, it will come boom and go back boom. But when God comes, it stays. And you flourish in it. And you prosper. And everybody around you will connect and contact the blessing. Because it's not going to be just for you. Praise the Lord. The Bible says the Lord owns everything. Psalm 24, verse 1, and 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 26. The earth is the Lord's, and its fullness thereof. That is why he is the only one that owns it all. You don't know that he doesn't own it because somebody gave it to him. You agree with me, right?
Yeah.
How do you think he owns it? Why do you think he owns it? He created it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 26. For the earth is the Lord, and everything in it. And everything in it. When you read those two scriptures further, you will see he made heaven and earth. So he have the creative ownership right over everything on earth. He owns everything, everywhere, everybody. He is the one that can give you. When he shifts a blessing to your way, your situation will turn around. And nobody can take it away from you. That is why you need to seek him. Because he has what you need. Praise the Lord. He told Pharaoh, let my people go so that they can worship me. Pharaoh think because he is a king, I will not let them go. They have to stay here. But there is a king over king. The king of all kings, who has power to replace a king, to uproot a king, to establish a king. He said, let my people go. When God speaks to your life, when he gives you something to own, you don't own it. He gives it to you. He's the one that can blow it. And expand it. And cause you to flourish in it. He has what you need because he owns everything. When you give him everything. God doesn't give you money. And I don't want you to join those people that pray and ask God to give them money. When you give him everything, he will give you what? Access. Everybody say access.
Access.
He will give you access. Access to what? Everything in the kingdom. If I take you to my house I want you to make a choice. I take you to my house every weekend to come and eat. So every Sunday after church, let's go to my house. So every Sunday we go home. I will give you food. I will make sure when you say you're done, no, eat more. Because you're not coming back until next week again. Eat. You eat until you can't talk. No more. Another option. I can give you the key to my house. And give you a room in my house to live in there. Make a choice. Which one you think you want? When you have the key, what do you have? Access. You have access. You can come into my closet. Everything is yours. You can go to the kitchen. Everything, you don't have to rush because you are going until next week. Now you live in there. You can go and come back. Go again and come back. Go to the gym and come back. Have room to eat more. Access is what you should pursue. And to have access to the kingdom, you need to be a citizen of the kingdom. You need to seek him. And it is a continuous effort. It is not only one time. You don't get to a level and say you arrive. You continue. As the Lord owns everything, he can make things happen for you. A lot of people have desire to own a business. It's in your heart. The Lord had given you idea. He had given you opportunity. Now it is time for you to launch out. I pray that in Jesus' name, you will begin to move on. Moses told the Israelites, as the Lord had commanded him, tell them to move forward. Yes, you have to move on. Not just claiming the blessings, but acting in the blessing. Acting in the blessing. I want to close with Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. As I'm closing, I hope I'm closing. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Now listen to this, brethren, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He, it is who?
He.
That is God, who gives you power to get wealth. Listen, why? That He may establish His covenant, which is swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Wow. The Bible says God gives wealth, right? No. God doesn't give you wealth. He gives you power to get wealth. That is ability to produce. God will give you ability. Everybody say ability. Ability to produce comes from God. Christian people today pray for money. Kingdom people pray for revelation. There is difference between the two. When I give you food once a week, but when you have access into the territory, the difference is clear. God doesn't give money. He gives you power, ideas, revelation to produce, to get wealth. Because if He gives you money, you will spend it. I was telling somebody, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to start making like 40,000. I said, oh, seriously? 40,000? By the time you make 40,000, you want to make 80. Oh, I can't wait to begin to make 80,000. By the time you make 80, you want to make six figures. I can't wait to begin to make six figures. Go and ask people that make six figures. They're still looking. Praise the Lord. No, be so. Those of you making six figures, do you want to make seven figures? It goes and goes and goes and goes, but when it gives you power to make wealth, it means you continue to expand the access that God gives to the citizen of the kingdom is unlimited access. Unlimited access. If you need health, you take it. If you need favor, you take it. If you need victory, you take it. You need protection, you go in there. It's yours. Whatever you need, you are not limited. You have access into the kingdom because you are a citizen of the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom. Did you get it now? Yes. Seek ye first the kingdom. He knows what he's saying. Because when you seek that kingdom, then you have everything. Because if you don't seek the kingdom, if you only ask him for your need today, your need tomorrow is different. But when you have access, unlimited access to the kingdom, you have everything already. Let the need come. You make a declaration. That is where you can declare and decree. Praise the Lord. So God doesn't give money. He gives you idea. That is revelation, the secret. He will interpret it to you. He will give you a way out. He will tell you what to do. An idea of what to go. Rich people own things, but wealthy people have ideas. You see, rich people talk about what they have. I have 5 houses in New York. I have 3 in California. I have 2 in Chicago. I have a law firm in whatever. But when you see wealthy people, they don't talk about things. They talk about ideas. They are blessed with ideas. When they speak, mysteries come out of their mouth. When they speak, people tap into the ideas and they run with it and they make it. When they talk, people want to sit and watch their mouth. With their mouth opened, they are watching you. They are looking at you. Because as you are talking, they want you to continue. Something is clicking. It's working on their brain. They want to get out and begin to ooze out. That's a revelation. It's not limited. Why will you just settle for money and not settling for wealth? That the Lord will give you the ability to make, to flourish. Anything you lay your hands upon, you begin to see that it's different. Let somebody go and copy it. It's not going to be the same thing. Give them 1 month. 1 month. So rich people talks about things, but wealthy people talks about ideas. Let us step up. Amen? Amen? Let us what? Step up. But let me give 2 warnings. 2 warnings before I go. 2 warnings. Please, in the kingdom, because he's going to establish you, he's going to change your situation, he's going to establish you in a new platform that you will begin to operate in numerous ideas from God. And you will see the difference. Please do not seek independence in the kingdom. Do not what? Do not seek independence. You know why? John 15, verse 5. Without me. Without me. I can give you this thing. Don't go. Stay in the kingdom. Stay. Brethren, hear the warning. Stay in the kingdom. If you think you have arrived, you know, God, I am so busy right now. You know, when you are single, we see you. Now you're married, we can't see you again. Stay in the kingdom. Oh, it's my wife. She just wants us to go to Florida, you know, and come back the same day because we have work tomorrow. So anything the wife says now. Oh, is this children? You know, I just wanted to spend time with them. You're seeking independence. Whatever God gives you, you cannot use it against him. You don't own it. He owns it. He can take it back. You can lose it. Without me, you can do nothing. You are a branch. He is the vine. If you look at the two, the vine is like gray in color. Branch is like green. If you detach the branch, a branch of a tree, what's going to happen? It cannot grow because there is no more life. Life goes from the vine up and down, not from the branch. So when you detach from the vine, no more life, there is no more growth. That is death. The second warning, do not seek ownership. Do not seek what? Ownership. Seeking ownership is the source of all stress. Because you are seeking what doesn't belong to you. He owns it. Then you will have stress. Because you cannot manage it. Because you cannot control it. Ownership belongs to him. He is the source of your resource. He owns everything about you. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 to 8, it said, do not lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me. I am the owner. He is the owner. So if he gives you a home, keep it well. If he gives you a business, keep it well. Seek his face before you hire people. You don't own it. Don't come and be like Mighty Eagle and just talk and make people too scared and fear you. Don't just fire and hire as you like, because you yourself can be replaced by the owner. The owner, the owner, the owner. The owner is in charge and not you. Keep those two things. Don't seek independence and don't seek ownership. He owns it all. The mysterious plan of God for our life. Let us pray.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.